The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. Lots of new shows coming this week. And we're starting off with two important ones. First hour, we're going to be talking about snoring and what you can do. We're going to be addressing minimally invasive procedures to deal with snoring. Not necessarily sleep apnea, but snoring. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking about the emergence of an old world muscle building supplement that is perhaps better than some of the high tech bodybuilding supplements on the market today. So we'll cover that in the second hour of the show. My guest today is Dr. Vasu Kakalapudi from the Advanced ENT and Allergy here in Kentucky and Indiana. How you doing, Dr. Kakalapudi?
I'm doing well, thank you.
First of all, before we talk about the procedures that are available to people to help them remedy their snoring, snoring is becoming a bigger and bigger problem, it seems like. It's almost like every time you turn around, more and more people are starting to snore. This is not something that we've seen in past generations to the degree that we have seen here. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, to some extent. I think there's also increased awareness as more and more medical conditions become more publicized with people are talking about their health care more than I think in the past. So that's part of it, certainly.
Okay. And with that being said, is all snoring a result of the passages in the nose being blocked and having to breathe through the mouth, or do some people snore through their nose as well?
Yeah, I think the important thing to think about in snoring is that there is some level of obstruction, and it can be anywhere from the tip of the nose all the way down into the opening into the lungs. And so you can think of snoring as what I always tell patients is people relate to plumbing pretty well. And so instead of water flowing through this pipe, we're trying to get air through this pipe. And it's a very soft pipe instead of a rigid pipe. But the pipe goes from the front of the nose all the way down into through your windpipe and into your lungs. And so the goal in trying to figure out where the snoring is coming from is to find out where the airflow is being obstructed. And it's turbulence of airflow or airflow that doesn't go in a nice, clear, what we call laminar pattern that can cause snoring.
Why? Okay, first of all, to highlight something, snoring is a big deal right now. There are a lot of people whose relationships are being taxed by snoring. In fact, if you go to Google and type the word cure and then hit the space bar, the first thing that comes up is not cancer, is not AIDS, it's snoring. The very first search engine item in Google is cure snoring. So there's a lot of people out there looking for remedies. And why is it that we can breathe clearly when we're awake, but as soon as we go to sleep, this obstruction occurs?
Yeah, the reason is that when you're upright and you're in full consciousness, you have a lot of active muscles that are contracting to allow your airway to remain open. And so when you're sleeping, you're two things going on. One is that you're lying down, so as a result you get enlargement and you get more blood flow to your head, and so there's the tissues inside of your nose get more swollen. Just think about like if you're sitting on a plane for a long time, just like how your legs get kind of swollen
right
from immobility, it's because everything kind of settles down into your legs. Well, the same thing can happen inside of the nose. When you lie down for an extended period of time, you can get more swelling of the tissues inside of your nose. So that's number one. Number two, the tissues that normally help keep the throat open require a lot of active muscles to maintain their tone to keep this. Remember, we talked about how this tube is flexible and not rigid. And so what happens when you lie down is, and when you're asleep, you lose some of your consciousness, and some of those tissues, instead of being nice and rigid, become soft and pliable, and as a result, they're not as conducive to airflow when you're asleep.
So is this clearly and almost exclusively a result of muscle tone and not a adipose tissue development in the palate?
There can be multiple causes. I think the easiest way to think about this is that this airway is actually a airway that think of that pipe. If we go back to the pipe analogy, the pipe is soft, okay? So you can have problems with blockages within the pipe, number one, or you can have things on the outside pushing on the pipe to narrow the amount of airflow that can go through the pipe. So you can have blockages on the inside of the pipe, or you can have something pushing on the outside, narrowing the pipe.
Now, you had mentioned earlier that one of the first steps is to identify where the blockage is occurring, what portion of that obviously long pipe, you know, from the entry to the lungs to the back of the throat, what portion of it is actually causing the compression, if you will. How do you do that?
Well, there are multiple ways to do that. I'll start with kind of the least invasive way of doing that is to have a good, thorough ear, nose, and throat exam. Our specialty is kind of conducive to looking inside of the nose and the throat and tracing the passageway of air and simply finding out where the obstruction lies. And you can do that in the office with a little small, little flexible a little telescope that has a light at the end of it, and you can kind of see down and see where things are being blocked. You can get even fancier and have patients lie down and pretend like they're in a sleeping position. There's even some literature to support that we give you things to induce sleep in the office and then do the same procedure and see where the airflow is being blocked. So you've got multiple avenues or pathways in which you can kind of find out where the airflow is being blocked. Once you know where the airflow is being blocked, then you can talk about treatment strategies addressing each of those areas where there is the blockage.
Now, most often it's the uvula and the palate that kind of collapses on the back of the tongue, correct?
I think that's what gets a lot of press, but you can have problems with the framework of your nose. You can have problems with the middle portion of your nose. You can have problems at the back of the nose. You can have problems with the palate or your tonsils. You can have problems at the back of your tongue. And you can have problems with your jawbone. You can have problems with the area around your voice box. So multitude of things can cause it.
Why does this come with age? When we're young, we don't snore.
That's true. So multitude of reasons again. One is that we all tend to gain weight as we grow older, and so weight increases snoring. And then also, as you lose muscle tone, tissues start to sag. And, you know, that a lot of people don't like to hear that, but that's just the reality of the situation is people who can maintain their same weight, the body's ability to tolerate weight goes down as we age.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about these individual surgical procedures. Some of them are very, very, I would consider minimally invasive. Some of them more invasive. And we're going to get to the bottom of what can be done. If you snore and you snore loud, you know what I'm talking about. The people in your family are probably feel disrupted at night. You may even be relegated to sleeping in a room by yourself. It's a very, very lonely thing. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Take your place in history and pray we don't repeat it. Call it fate, call it back, call it
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is part one of a two-part series of interviews related to what to do about snoring if you snore really bad. You may have been relegated to another room in the house. And we're going to be talking about invasive and minimally invasive procedures today. And later next week, we're going to be talking about other things like exercises, as well as oral devices that may aid you. My guest today is with the Advanced ENT and Allergy, Dr. Vasu Kakalapudi. Okay, so Dr. Kakalapudi, let's talk about the first of the procedures that seems to be most intriguing to me, because it looks like it's the most minimally invasive, and that is the pillar procedure?
Sure.
Explain to my audience what the pillar procedure is.
So the pillar procedure has been around for about 4 or 5 years right now, and it is basically an injection. You inject a substance made out of polyethylene called Dacron that's been used in sutures and medical devices and equipment for a long time. But basically what you do is it's an in-office procedure where we numb up with some anesthesia the floppy portion of the back of your throat. And anywhere from 3 to 6, you know, little implants are lodged inside of there with a little device after putting some numbing stuff in there. And it basically induces a reaction that scars some of the soft palate or the little soft palate, which is the soft portion of the back of your throat, so that it doesn't flop and vibrate as much. So it decreases the vibration, and it causes a scarring reaction all over the soft palate over the course of several months afterward to decrease the vibration of the soft palate.
Now, for my listeners, this is like Dacron rebar. If those of you who know what rebar is, that you put in cement to make it stronger, it's long bars of metal. These are almost like little round cylinders, if you will, of Dacron. And they themselves add a certain amount of rigidity while you're waiting for the healing process and the scarring to take effect, correct?
Yeah, they do. And in my experience, the real benefit of the pillar procedure is not from the actual implant itself, but from the fibrotic reaction that occurs, or the scarring that occurs to the tissues around it.
Okay. Now, what percentage of people become non-snorers as a result of the pillar procedure?
You know, I think that's a very difficult question to answer. I think that I go back to my previous comments in the sense that we're, you know, it's human nature to look for one thing to fix all of our problems. And the reason why there's a ton of different things that are out there for snoring are because none of them are particularly 100% effective. And so I think what you have to do to answer that question appropriately is to figure out, you know, of the patients who have their level of obstruction at the level of the soft palate, and they don't have obstruction anywhere else, in the nose, in the back of the throat, in the back of the tongue, their jawbone, in their voice box, etc. If this is the only area where you're obstructed, I think it has probably somewhere in my experience about a two-thirds, I'd say about two-thirds of patients who have the pillar procedure would say that they're improved and would do it again.
Okay. And how long does it take for the fibrotic reaction to occur so that the palate becomes as rigid as it's going to get after the procedure?
About 3 months.
3 months. So someone would have this done, and they would have to wait at least 3 months to truly see the total effects accumulate.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What is a pillar procedure cost generally?
The pillar procedure depends on the number of implants, but a three implants typically cost about, and I think in our office it's about $1,400.
That seems very, very reasonable, considering that I have a strong belief that those of us who snore don't sleep as well because of our snoring. Even though we close our eyes for 8 hours, mm-hmm. I don't think we sleep as well as people who don't snore. You can't, if you listen to someone snore, you can't make that decibel of sound without it. And I understand that the body has the ability to lock out outside sounds, when we sleep. But I just can't believe that vibrating in the head can really be beneficial while you're sleeping. So.
Yeah, absolutely. There's social implications and relationship implications to snoring, and then there's certainly some medical implications as well.
And if you so if it's $1,400 for three, if you end up having a really large sulcus of a palate, then they need to use six, then the price goes up, I would imagine.
Yeah, and so, you know, the company originally recommended that we do three implants, and there's been some research to show that sometimes you can do up to six implants on some patients, that six implants are better than three in selected patients.
Is there ever any negative side effects to the pillar procedure?
Yeah, there is a little bit of pain. So you can have pain from the numbing stuff, the injection that we put in to numb it up. There can be a little sense of a foreign body sensation for a short period of time. And there can be some extrusion of the implant either on the front side of the palate or on the back side of the palate. The back side of the palate seals off the nasal cavity when we swallow. So sometimes you can have a little bit of extrusion of the implant. But usually the body doesn't necessarily reject the implant. It's very, very safe as far as the material that's being placed into your body. It's just a matter of the location sometimes can drift, which can cause some of the side effects.
Can they be removed?
Yes, they can be removed. In fact, I had a patient who had that removed that I had to remove. He went to an outside, an out-of-town physician in Texas and had some implants placed, and he had a persistent feeling of a funny sensation in his throat, and he came in asking to have them removed, and so we did end up removing them.
Okay. All right, so there's the first. Now let's go to something that is a bit more invasive. Let's go to the uvulopalatopharyngoplasty, UPPP.
Right.
This is more surgical. The pillar procedure is a local anesthetic, so almost like going to the dentist, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, but this requires general anesthesia. You've got to take the patient out because you're actually surgically doing something to the palate. What is the UPPP procedure?
First of all, let me preface this with saying that there are other options. We're talking about just one isolated area of sleep apnea, so I don't mind talking about it, but just so that everybody is aware that we're talking about, you know, addressing issues of the palate. While that's a common area of snoring, it's certainly not the only area. And so let me just preface that with this. And then also, the uvulopalatopharyngoplasty is typically not done for snoring. This is done for sleep apnea. But the uvulopalatopharyngoplasty is a surgery that trims a portion of the soft palate, which is the soft portion of the roof of your mouth at the back of your throat, and removes the uvula, a little dangly thing that hangs out in the back of your throat. So it removes the uvula completely and a portion of the soft palate, and it allows more airflow to go behind the palate. So from the back of your nose down into the opening into your lungs, there's more room in which to be able to breathe as a result of the uvulopalatopharyngoplasty surgery.
Now, what's the downside of that? Doesn't the uvula kind of act like the rubber flap in the airport scanner, like to keep, you know, it kind of keeps the food from just falling down your throat while you're chewing it? Like, if you remove the uvula, are there any other complications that result?
Most patients accommodate pretty well, but there are some things that can happen when you remove your uvula. The uvula helps track mucus down the back of your throat.
If you've removed the
uvula, there are some patients who have this feeling that something is stuck in the throat. And it's not necessarily that anything is really stuck in the throat. It's that they've lost the sensation of stuff draining down the back of their throat, and so you feel as if there's something stuck. There really isn't most of the time.
Now, someone with a post-nasal drip would probably end up experiencing that because the palate now, I mean, the uvula becomes almost like a downspout for the mucus at the back of the nose.
That's correct.
Ah, interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so now the UPPP is a bit more radical. You said there's some procedures in between. What's in between the pillar and the UPPP?
Well, there's radio frequency ablation of the palate, and so that's basically using high energy heat waves to induce scarring of the palate. There's injections of different things that you can do.
All right, let's talk about radio frequency ablation for a second. Explain what frequency are we using in the gigahertz?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't have exact frequency at my fingertips here.
How long is the palate exposed to this RF?
Anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. And
what about the rest of the head that's also being exposed to the RF?
Well, it's basically just there's a little wand that goes, and it's just the soft palate that's exposed, so it's pretty safe.
Okay.
But the downside of this is that it does require multiple treatments. It's typically not something you do one time and you're done.
Gotcha. So. And what is the effectiveness of that, assuming that the snoring is exclusively from the soft tissue at the palate?
I think they all have relatively about the same efficacy. I think if this is the sole place of your obstruction, which oftentimes it's not, but if that is the case, then I think they all have about roughly a two-thirds chance, in my experience. In improving their snoring significantly.
What is the expense associated with each session of radio ablation?
Radio frequency, I have not done a lot of that because of the expense, but it's somewhere around $800 to $1,000 per session. And sometimes they require, three sessions or so.
Wow, I think the pillar procedure wins that one.
Yeah. The pillar procedure is definitely more economical than the radio frequency.
Okay, and is there something else after radio frequency that you mentioned a moment ago?
There's injection sclerotherapy, and that's really has kind of fallen out of favor, so it's not really something that's really used that often anymore. The other thing that can be done in between a full-fledged uvula palatal pharyngoplasty is called a layup, L-A-U-P, and that's a laser-assisted uvuloplasty. And so it basically uses a laser instead of a scalpel and it involves a little bit less tissue removal than the UP3.
Oh, and so, okay, gotcha. So you're still reshaping the palate and the uvula.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will pick it up discussing more with Dr. Vasu Kakarlapudi about the invasive and minimally invasive procedures to cure snoring. We'll be right back.
I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick-change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Vasu Kakalapudi about some things that can be done for snoring. Later in the show, we're going to have Vince Andrich on revisiting an old world supplement that seems to still have profound muscle building effects, perhaps greater than some of the top supplements being sold today. Okay, you keep mentioning, Dr. Kakalapudi, that it's not always the, and often you say it's not the palate that's responsible for snoring. Is that correct?
Well, what I said was that that it's not the palate alone. The palate usually has some component of the problem, but it's not. It's oftentimes not just the palate alone. Is that the palate in combination with other areas are contributing to the snoring?
So, like, what other areas are most often in your case?
Well, it could be certainly the nose. If people who have obstructions inside of their nose or on the framework of their nose, that would be relatively common. And also, there are issues at the back of the tongue. Sometimes that can cause problems as well. Those are probably the next two most common areas where there's obstruction that could be contributing to the snoring.
Is there any way to test for this, like at home? Like I have this theory that my problem isn't my palate, and I'll tell you why. When I'm laying on my back and I try to talk, I can feel my palate obstructing my voice at my tongue. I can feel it literally lay down on the back of my tongue. So I have to believe that my snoring comes from my palate. Is that? Do you think that's conclusive, what I'm saying, or you think I could? That's just a little too simplistic.
What you're describing to me could also indicate tongue-based obstruction. So, which is basically when the back of the tongue is flopping back onto the back of the throat. So that could be a portion of the problem as well. But certainly, I think from what you're describing, your palate could be the cause, but also the tongue base could be a part of the cause.
What could be done if the tongue is part of the problem? Can you actually do like radio frequency ablation to the tongue or something? Or
yeah, they do. The people do radio frequency ablation. It's very painful. And so a lot of patients prefer to do that under anesthesia as opposed to doing that in the office. But there are multiple ways to attack the tongue base because nothing works particularly 100% effectively. Some of the minimally invasive techniques there would be to actually fashion a device that you, it's an oral appliance that you wear that helps push the tongue forward and keep it from collapsing and blocking the airway. So that's something that dentists typically can fit you for a device that can keep the tongue from flopping into the back of the throat as much.
I wonder if the we're going to be discussing this on the next episode related to snoring, the mandible repositioning device, mm-hmm. which basically pulls the lower jaw forward while you sleep.
Exactly.
I wonder if that has an effect on the tongue. In your experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. It works quite effectively. The biggest downside of that is people sometimes start to have problems. They have to get used to the device, first of all. Number two, it can sometimes cause problems with TMJ pain, or if you can think about where the skull joins the mandible or the jawbone, it's right in front of your ear. And so when you push the tongue forward, what you're doing is putting a little bit of strain on that joint. And so some patients have problems with pain right in front of their ear when they wear that for a long time.
My problem wearing the mandible repositioning device, and I did not get one professionally fitted. I bought one of these one-size-fits-all jobbies that they sell on the internet. And my problem was that it uses the front upper teeth as its brace. Mm-hmm. And in the morning when I would wake up, my four front teeth would hurt. Because the ligaments were being pulled.
Yeah, exactly.
So I couldn't wear that. And actually, it popped out of my mouth every time I fell asleep. It would shoot out of my mouth.
So yeah. That didn't work for me. I've tried sleeping on my side. I snore on my side and I snore on my stomach. If I sleep face down with my head turned to the side, I snore and I can feel it. I can feel my palate relax and collapse on the back of my throat. It's just so frustrating. I've actually was thinking about just taking a staple gun and stapling my palate to the roof of my mouth. Think that would work, Doc?
Yeah, you could try that. Don't say that I recommend that, but you can certainly try it.
Obviously, it really requires a thorough examination. In your experience, assuming that someone doesn't even have mild sleep apnea but is a loud snoring individual, that a procedure of some sort or perhaps a concert of procedures can actually rid that person of snoring?
I think so. I think that we've got, if you can kind of isolate, a lot of it depends on their body habitus, too. There are things that are beyond my control as a physician.
Like
your ear, nose, and throat surgeon. Well, the main thing is weight. Weight is a huge issue. I think that's part of the reason why we touched earlier about the prevalence of snoring increasing. Well, a lot of it has to do with medical awareness, as I mentioned earlier, but a lot of it has to do with
the rate of obesity
epidemic.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. And that's because we put fat on all over our body, including our palate. I come back to this whole liposuctioning the palate one time, you know. There was a period of time where I was very, very overweight. And I feel like while I've lost weight maybe in my visceral cavity and I've lost a lot of fat now, you know, all over my body, I'm extremely lean at 218 pounds. I'm hypermuscular, that's why I'm still 218. But anyway, I still believe that there are some areas where the fat just didn't leave, and I got to believe that my palate is one of those areas. And I almost feel like if I could get liposuction in my palate, that would help. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I have not. I think, you know, the issue is there's really not that much fat in the palate. It's mainly a bunch of mucus glands and a little bit of muscle. So there's really not that much fat per se. It's redundant tissue. It's
okay.
Not
now you just raised the point. It's mucus glands. I didn't realize that. Would drugs or protocols, even nutritional protocols that are designed to reduce the production of mucus, shrink those glands in the palate?
I don't think so. The problem with that is that it has the potential to dry out your mouth, and which can lead to a whole
more snoring. Exactly. Have you ever heard of an instrument called a dirigidoo?
I'm sorry, it's called a what?
A dirigidoo. This is a long tube instrument that kind of looks like a French horn without the swoosh in it. And it's played by Australian Aborigines, and UCLA did a study.
I've actually seen it, yeah.
We're going to be talking about that on the next episode. I it's really comical, but apparently individuals who learn to play the dirigidoo and play it for 6 months consistently, practicing every day for up to a half hour a day, can completely rid themselves of snoring, which tells me that there may be some exercises that could be first-line alternatives before somebody goes for some sort of surgical procedure. But I don't see anybody out there espousing these exercises at this point in time.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I'm trying to think of the physiology behind that and how that might. It's something we could certainly look into.
Yeah, I guess I actually spoke to the group, one of the guys, the lead author of the study at UCLA in preparation for this next show. And he explained, and I looked at a picture of the dirigidoo, and it's a very, you have to hold your mouth wide open like in a large O shape. And you actually hum along with it. Aw. And it's like the thing that those Tibetan monks do, you know, when they chant. And and when you first do it, it tickles the back of your throat and your palate becomes like almost tickled. But as you do it more and more, you feel the palate become hypersensitized, like when something like paresthesia is setting in, you feel this hypersensitivity in it. So it must oscillate the muscles back there, but it does it in such a way that it forces them back into more of a concave shape, if you will. That's what I derived from the research that I saw so far. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this portion of the discussion about how to cure snoring with Dr. Carla Pudi. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show,
We're going to be talking about an old world supplement that may have been forgotten. Most of you probably don't buy it, even though you know it works. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mr. Bombastic.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you snore, you know it's no fun. Could be putting a kink in your relationship. No fun sleeping in the other room. But, hey, you have to let other people sleep. It's not their fault. I've read that some people just resort to having custom-fit earplugs for their significant other. Have you ever heard of that, Doc?
Yes, I do. I have patients who sometimes ask me about that, too.
I mean, not everybody can sleep with earplugs, obviously.
Right. Some people tolerate them okay, but some people feel like they're uncomfortable.
But does that really solve the problem? Does the person still hear you snoring? It's just not as loud?
Exactly. It's not really a cure for snoring. It's a way for the bed partner to tolerate sound.
Yeah. Okay. And then what about even for moderate snoring, in your opinion? I mean, there's people out there who maybe are living by themselves and they're snoring, so they're not disrupting anybody and they're not going to go out and have it fixed. But even for moderate snoring, do you think there's any real health side effects? I mentioned earlier that there has to be a sleep disruption occurring, even though you may not realize it, even if you're not periodically stopping your breath, like in obstructive sleep apnea, but just the snoring process itself. Do you feel that it could be damaging to health over time?
It could be. I don't know that there's the medical literature will support that, but in theory, I guess you could. But in all practicality, snoring by itself, as far as especially what our insurance companies believe, is that snoring is a cosmetic problem and not a medical problem. So.
Okay.
As far as I know, there's not been a study to show that snoring by itself is detrimental to your health.
Do you snore, Doc?
I do occasionally if I'm really tired or if I've had a couple of drinks.
I was just going to say, alcohol makes you snore worse, or even taking something. I'm a big proponent of melatonin before sleep, 1.5 milligrams, not just because of its ability to help you get into deeper stages of sleep, but also because it's a very, very powerful antioxidant that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So I'm a big proponent of melatonin, and I read recently that even melatonin can make you snore, or at least snore deeper because of its. So anything that truly relaxes you, completely relaxes you, that makes me come back to muscle tone, the tone of the muscle itself and the palate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and that's the mechanism behind alcohol making snoring worse. So
we need to come up with a workout, Doc, for the palate.
Yeah,
you know. And we can. I'm telling you, we could. It would be huge.
I agree. There are snoring is definitely a big problem, and if anyone can come up with a sustainable, successful mechanism to control snoring, and they can commercially bring that to market, they'll be very successful.
I just went to Google on this computer and typed the word cure and then hit the space bar. The first thing that comes up is snoring. The second thing says for AIDS. The third thing says Cure International. I don't know what that is. The fourth one is cure for HIV. The fifth one is cure for herpes. Cure snoring is number one. That tells you that this is a huge, huge issue in this nation. Any evidence that our brethren in the UK, in Europe, in other countries snore the way we do here in the United States?
I think America is the fattest country in the world. I did read some report. There's some South Pacific country that has a little bit higher rates of obesity. But I would bet that the correlation between obesity and snoring is pretty linear.
I wonder if once you were obese and you started to snore, you break down the muscle tissue in the palate from snoring, and then even after you lose weight, you continue to snore. Because I never snored when I was young. I started snoring when I put on all my weight. I've lost all that weight now and look like a different person, but I still snore.
That likely has to do with age more than anything else. So.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that. All right. Anyway, Doc, why don't you plug your practice for those people who are within driving distance of the what we like to affectionately call Kentuckiana, which is the mutually commerce-friendly areas of Louisville, Kentucky, and southern Indiana. You guys have practices on both sides of the bridge, right?
Yeah, we're the largest ear, nose, and throat head and neck surgery and allergy practice in the area. We have two offices here in southern Indiana. I'm primarily in the New Albany and Jeffersonville, Indiana offices. We have offices all over Louisville, on the east side of Louisville, on the south side of Louisville, and we have outreach offices in several surrounding communities around Louisville, Kentucky. We're 14 physicians and provide a very comprehensive approach to any problems related to the ear, nose, and throat, head and neck, including snoring and a lot of sinus and allergy issues and sleep apnea, thyroid, parathyroid disorders, and allergies. So we're a one-stop shop from everything from basic ear, nose, and throat issues to the more complex issues. So.
Have you seen over the years the number of people coming in specifically because of snoring grow?
Absolutely.
I mean, is it one of your largest served segments now? Would you say?
I wouldn't say it's. Probably not the largest. I think most of the patients I see have problems with their nose, with chronic sinusitis, allergies, and then. But right up there in the top three or four is snoring and sleep problems.
How much of snoring is allergy related? Do you have people that snore seasonally along with allergies?
Yeah, I have people who snore worse when their nose is more blocked up, And so if we're able to fix their nasal obstruction, as a side benefit, their snoring reduces. So, and again, it goes back to this, my initial comments is that, you know, snoring is basically a plumbing problem with air instead of water or liquids. And so it goes back to trying to find out where the level of obstruction is and then addressing those specific areas.
Okay. Listen, Dr. Kakarlapudi, I want to thank you so much for taking time away from your patients to come on Superhuman Radio and talk about these procedures.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right.
And if there's any other questions on our, patients can look on our website. It's just advancedentallergy.com.
Advanced ENT and allergy?
And allergy, all one word.
Okay, and allergy.com. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Vince Andrich on, and we're going to be talking about a perhaps forgotten, maybe not forgotten, but let's just say underestimated supplement for building muscle that was heralded back in the day, but seems to have been abandoned by many of the newcomers. We'll be right back. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com. Today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay.
Would you buy a supplement if you knew that it would actually put muscle on you? Sure you would, right? I mean, so many of us rush out and buy supplements every single day because we feel that they're going to give us that little extra edge. You know, we go into the gym, we train so flipping hard, and you just want to squeeze every tiny bit of muscle-building, fat-burning effect out of that workout, right? Isn't that right, Vince?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You got it.
My guest today is Vince Andrich. And recently he wrote, he re-released an article that he wrote several years ago, right, Vince?
It was about a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, revisited.
Okay. All right. And it made me think. What it really made me think was, what we're going to be talking about today is not going to be anything excitingly new. You're going to go, oh, Carl, I know about this. But I'm going to say to you, if you know about it, why aren't you using it? Because less than 20% of the people out there are using what we're going to be talking about today. And I'm thinking, why? Why? Everybody should be using this, just like everybody uses creatine. Because it works. Okay. So let me let the cat out of the bag. Vince, what are we talking about today that's so magical?
We're going to talk about branched-chain amino acids.
Oh, Vince, that's what you got me on the I'm getting off. That's what it was?
That's it.
That's what everybody's thinking right now, right? Oh, BCAAs. Come on, I know about BCAAs. Yeah, but do you take them? Oh, well, no, I don't. Oh, so you don't know about them then. Okay. When did BCAAs actually come on the scene? I mean, I remember seeing them in Pumping Iron. I remember Lou Ferrigno downing his BCAAs every 3 hours. But when did they really hit the bodybuilding scene?
Well, from my recollection, it was about 1984 when they started becoming more popular. It was Champion had them, I believe, in the early days, and actually Champion was an offshoot of a company called Unipro, which may have been the brand that someone like Ferrigno was using, because they were late, very early 80s, very, very early. But then Champion, I believe, started marketing them along with Unipro. And consumers really didn't know if it was going to be an endurance product or it was going to be bodybuilding. But once they started looking at the information on how they're metabolized, the science rather, they became very popular with bodybuilders.
So what makes them so unique? I mean, why would BCAAs be any better for me than just taking a whole bunch of amino acids in one shot? Protein powder, for that matter.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of reasons. One is the way they're metabolized. I mean, BCAAs are three amino acids, and when your body takes in any protein, it metabolizes or digests that protein and spits out di- and tripeptides. You know, these peptide linkages are easier to pick up by the protein transporters, and so therefore, that's the preferred, basically the preferred chunks of protein that your body uses.
Right.
In this case, you've got three amino acids that have a very unique ability to be metabolized in and actually in muscle. I mean, they can bypass the liver and used by the body as fuel in other tissues other than the liver. All other amino acids have to go through the liver, and it's one of the reasons why BCAAs are used a lot in whole protein, along with alanine, to make glucose. And so when you take additional BCAAs, especially when you're dieting, you're getting this kicker of non-carbohydrate energy, which is kind of one of the reasons why bodybuilders picked up on them in the mid-80s. And toward the late 80s as an anti-catabolic. And if you know about anything about, if you listeners know about leucine and the old debates going into the 90s about HMB versus leucine versus keto isochloric acid, you know, KIC, these metabolites were all seen as metabolites that have the ability to reduce muscle protein breakdown. Why? Well, in the case of the BCAAs and leucine, the reason is, or one of the reasons is they can be used as fuel in the muscle. So if you're training hard, whether you're a cyclist or a bodybuilder, and you run out of onboard energy, which means fuel in the cell, usually for bodybuilders training in the glycolytic pathway, which is, you know, glycogen, stored sugar or carbohydrate, You have, if you have a, you know, a good amount of BCAAs rolling through your system, you can then use those as fuel without adding carbohydrate to your diet. So they became a dieting tool. And this is in the early days. And I think the arrival of whey protein, because whey protein is around, whey and milk proteins have about 23 to 25% BCAAs in them. People started not taking BCAAs anymore because they were relying on whey protein, which kind of makes sense. You don't really need extra BCAAs. However, there is research that now has come out that says if you get a bump over and above even the highest foods on the planet, which are milk-based, whey, let's just use whey, you get about 15 to 20% bump in leucine, you can get a greater amplitude and duration of the mTOR signaling, which is basically the signal that tells you to start making new muscle protein synthesis.
Right, right. Now, what about, you know, my good friend Mitch Barham over at Orbit Nutrition used to have a BCAA complex that was actually, instead of the traditional 2-1-1, it was 4 parts leucine to 1 part isoleucine to 1 part valine. Are these new, more aggressive blends better, or is there magic in the 2-1-1 ratio? And more importantly, how did we come up with the 2-1-1 ratio?
I believe the 2-1-1 is based pretty much on regular on whole proteins, and the way they are the ratios that come in nature.
Okay.
Now there's been guys go 4-1-1, and I've even seen a recent product with 8-1-1.
Right.
Yeah. And I you know, no knock on that product, and they may have science to back it up, but a lot of the information I've got recently on BCAAs shows that it, and a lot of it comes from Dr. Conley, which he's been a regular on your show, and he has the Body RX show.
Right.
He's been looking at leucine for a long time because, as some people may not know, he brought HMB to the market back in the 90s, which is it's another metabolite of leucine. And so what he's been looking at is how much can you really up the ante over and above protein? And there's a couple things that he found even in the HMB research, which is the added BCAAs or added HMB works almost only in the presence of protein. In other
really?
Words, it's a kicker too. And I think now
Wait a minute. This is critical. So for those of us who are drinking our BCAA laced water in between meals, we would be better served to just add those BCAAs to our meals.
It would seem so. There are some people out there that have been using BCAAs in between meals, and there's another reason for that, other than building muscle. I mean,
maybe anti-catabolic. I mean, as opposed to anabolic. I mean, obviously there's a difference.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So in other words, if you use the BCAAs and the critical amino acid in the BCAA trio is leucine. If leucine is increased over and above the amount of the whole protein, and let's just say you're using a meal replacement that's got milk and whey, milk protein concentrates and whey in there, a typical bodybuilding or fitness type protein product, if you bump it up, say, 20%, which was done in, I think, a couple of different studies that Dr. Connolly showed me, you get a greater effect. And what seems to be happening is the leucine, being it's the trigger to muscle protein synthesis by kind of knocking on the mTOR door.
mTOR, right.
Right. It basically, and the way he described it to me, it's like you got a set of bowling pins down there, and you're basically, if you up the leucine just enough with the other amino acids behind it, you virtually kick the door open. So you kind of hit the head pin
in the pocket, right?
You hit the pocket, and right. You basically blow all the pins down. better than just maybe what you normally would get off of whey protein. Now, you know, and again, that could be a different angle or benefit than
maybe
taking
use,
them. Yeah, use right. than taking them in between.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about leucine by itself for a moment. Because I want to ask your opinion if there's magic in the leucine isoleucine valine combination, or could we just add pure leucine to our whey protein? We're talking with Vince Andrich this hour about branched chain amino acids. They work. There's evidence that leucine is as effective as some weak anabolic steroids in causing a protein synthetic response. So why aren't you taking BCAAs? I know those of you out there saying, I know that, Carl, I know that. But do you have BCAAs? Do you use them? I don't think so. All right, we'll be right back.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Have you tried a Quest protein bar yet? If you have not, you're missing out. You can get two free Quest protein bars by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the Quest protein bar banner ad. And my listeners get an additional 25% off all their purchases at opresource.net.
They have ridiculously low, low prices to begin with on everything from GHRP to CJC 1295. And when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N, the number 2, the number 5, all one word, you get an additional 25% off. Show them some love. My guest is Vince Andrich. We're talking about BCAAs. Okay, Vince, is there some magic in the BCAA formula, the 2-1-1? Do we really need valine and isoleucine in the mix? Can we just take leucine and add it to our whey protein and that's all we need?
Well, you could. I think you still will get benefits by adding leucine. I wouldn't add more than 20% or 25%. You know, you're probably kind of pushing it. So if you have 30 grams of whey protein, you're probably getting around 3 grams of leucine. I don't know if I'd add more than a couple more grams or gram. I mean, that's really kind of pushing it because, again, there's a ceiling to how much you can really magnify the mTOR response. So you don't want to waste it. And again, just going back to the previous segment, the reason you need amino acids with the BCAAs, and if you're going to use leucine alone, the reason is once you kick the door down and you trigger muscle protein synthesis, you need amino acids and the full complement. You need, you know, complete protein to build tissue. And so it makes no sense to, like, beat the door down with the Batarang and then have no policeman walk in afterwards. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're triggering a response, and the sequence of events is to trigger that response and then deliver the amino acids. That response needs to do what it wants to do. And so that's why you're really in safe territory by adding leucine to proteins that are maybe lower in leucine in the milk proteins. Like you eat chicken, fish, you know, beef, any of these other regular whole meals, you'd be well served taking 2 to 3 grams of a couple grams of leucine, or, you know, 2 to 4 grams of BCAAs, you'd be fine, to basically supplement the mTOR response from the protein meal.
Gotcha. So while leucine may be kind of the trigger, if you will, you still need all the other components to get the bullet to fire. Okay. So why is it that you think people don't really take BCAAs seriously? I really think they don't take them seriously. If people understood that using branched chain amino acids properly can have a similar effect as using weak anabolic steroids, I've said that during the break, and that's been shown. I think Lane Norton was the first person to actually have that discussion with me. I mean, when you look at the protein synthetic response of branched chain amino acids, why aren't people out there, you know, like the way everybody takes creatine, the way everybody uses whey protein, why are people not all using BCAAs?
That's a good question. I think, you know, I guess in one respect, with creatine, there's maybe more of a immediate visual effect because of the enhanced retention of fluid in the muscle. And guys get stronger. It's kind of, if you've never taken it, you get this effect right away. We're at least within 10 days, 2 weeks at the most. And so people judge the supplements really quickly. And we know that to be true with products that give you energy. You know, diet pills are now the pre-workout categories loaded with stimulants, and they're very, very popular. Why? People make a judgment on one or two servings.
So really what we need to do is have BCAAs laced with caffeine, and then people will go, oh, this stuff is working.
Well, I mean, you know, that's not a bad idea. I mean, BCAAs actually added to a pre-workout product can have probably a couple of really nice benefits. One, I think there's kind of maybe spotty research, but, you know, the way the BCAAs are metabolized, if you have a high amount of tryptophan in your system, not tryptophan, but even serotonin, I think the theory goes like this, and I think it's been shown in a couple of studies.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, too, about leucine.
Yeah, central fatigue syndrome. And basically, and even when you train hard, one of the
Let's finish the thought. Leucine actually interacts with the serotonin receptor in the brain, and the theory is this. If you load up with leucine before you go into the gym, naturally through your BCAAs, that is going to interact with the serotonin receptor and block serotonin's uptake into the receptor, thus mitigating fatigue.
That's right.
And there are a lot of people out there who swear by that. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I can't say, and shame on me because I just started using leucine by itself with my whey protein. But,
oh, right.
You know, I guess I need to start using straight BCAAs and doing that experiment myself.
Well, I take BCAAs between meals, and one of the reasons is to keep me focused, believe it or not, and it seems to work. You know, one of the things you get fatigued if you're writing or if you're reading a bunch of papers or reading a bunch of just things, a lot of work on the computer, you get a little drowsy. And without popping stimulants all day, which I do as well, I find that if I take some BCAAs, it kind of keeps that, you know, that central fatigue or that fatigue mechanism. And again, the serotonin thing kicks in when anxiety rises from maybe working and or training. So as cortisol rises when you train, you will release these other hormones, these other neurotransmitters, basically to stop you from continuing to train. And the serotonin is one of them. That's why you get a burst of that, and or, you know, if you block the receptor, you may be able to prolong that. It's all these, they're built-in mechanisms that, you know, allow us not to basically hurt ourselves.
Right. You know, Elisa, my co-host, Elisa Profumo, she is a dedicated user of BCAAs. She mixes her water before we go to the gym and drops like 3 grams of BCAAs in the water and drinks it during her workout, and she drinks it before the workout, and then she drinks it after the workout as well. And so she trains with great intensity. I'm wondering if the BCAAs are contributing to her ability, because she's one of these people who loves that active recovery stuff. She'll do a set of something, and then she'll go run stairs instead of sitting and huffing and puffing. Or she'll do mountain climbers in between leg presses or, you know, stuff like that. And she's like the Energizer Bunny. And I'm wondering if it's the BCAAs that are helping her. I mean, it could be.
Well, it could be. And, you know, that's another thing about taking them before, or some of these intra-workout products, I believe, have them in there. You know, there's nothing wrong with, I think, you know, to me, and I've had companies ask me to write up their intra-workout or pre-workout products. And when I see BCAAs, I usually point right to either the fatigue and or the onboard muscle fuel. Okay, because, you know, like Elisa is an Energizer Bunny. She's like drawing fuel down really at a rapid rate.
Right.
And so it can't hurt her.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. It's probably an ergogenic aid in that respect.
Right.
I mean, remember, the initial uses for these were guys that were running and stuff. They're like, I'm going to pound a bunch of these and I'll have more ability. I can run farther, run faster. So there's definitely some merit to that. I mean, it's just a unique fuel. It's they're protein, but they can be easily converted into energy. And they can be converted into energy in the muscle. And you knew that, right? I mean,
I didn't. Actually, Kevin Wilson, who is an avid listener to the show, posted on my Facebook. I'm sorry, Kevin Johnson and David Wilson, two guys that post all the time. I just created one person out of both of them. Kevin Johnson posted, so BCAAs do not pass through the liver. I thought this was just leucine. So isoleucine and valine also do not have to go through the liver to be utilized, you're saying?
No, they can just bypass that and go right to, they can actually be, they can go through their conversion in the muscle.
Wow.
So it's really kind of cool. It's like, it's one of nature's beautiful ways of allowing us to do things we probably weren't able to do. They created this little romance for BCAAs and these, I mean, you know, for them to be, you know, oxidizable in muscle. And again, so they go right there and, you know, they, again, they can be there stored or they can be circling around in your blood.
Right.
And they can be picked up by a tissue that's working and be turned into glucose.
We got to take a quick commercial break, Vince. Just want to mention, Daniel Deluski says BCAAs rock. So obviously he's using them. I'd love to have Daniel post on my Facebook during the break what, if any, results he thinks he sees from using his BCAAs. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Vince Andrich. You can learn more about Vince's knowledge on BCAAs by visiting his website, V, like Vince, vandrich.com. There's an article on BCAAs there, the one that I read that stimulated this interview. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Arabian Prince, back with a stylist hype, not slow and low, it's the fast type.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You got to go to Orbit Nutrition's website. They got a ton of different BCAAs in capsules, rapid-release BCAAs, powder BCAAs, flavored BCAAs. I mean, my God, they've got every brand of BCAAs there. Check out orbitnutrition.com. My buddy Mitch Barham is a huge supporter of the show,
and he's got a ton of different BCAAs there. I know I'm looking on him for myself, actually. I'm going
to. He's got a good site.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy some BC. You know, I just got a kilo of leucine. I finally got the religion about leucine. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna start throwing leucine in my mouth a few times a day, 3-6 grams of it at a time. I'm gonna start using it in between meals. I'm lacing my protein powder with it. But I think I need to get some branched chain amino acids as well. I'm gonna start using them. You know what? I don't know why I don't use them. I know that they work. I mean, I've seen the research. I know the studies. I know that they work. And I know that they were overshadowed by anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
They weren't as sexy. But guess what? They're just as effective if you give them time to work. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, and even look at guys that use supposedly use anabolics or don't. The introduction of whey protein and the use of more milk proteins with a super high ratios of BCAAs and leucine, to me, I think that's responsible for a little bump in the amount of muscle mass these guys carry around.
Right.
There hasn't been any brand new, like, design, you know. Look, if you're looking for some brand new steroid, that's secret, there is no secret, okay? So the reason that these guys carry more muscle mass is probably because one of the reasons has to be better nutrition. Got to be.
Yeah, more protein and better quality of protein. I mean, it comes down to leucine. It really does. I mean, so many people have done this research that show that leucine increases protein synthesis. That's it. Bottom line, you don't have to understand the math. Just know that it does. And so personally, I think the real value in branched chain amino acids is in between meals, and maybe spike your meal with leucine. I think that's the protocol I'm going to try. What I'm going to try.
Yeah, I just got a couple brands send me some. I got one brand has these really good flavors, and there's only like 3.6 grams of BCA in each packet, but they're real handy. You just put a bunch in your bag, or you can even put them in your pocket. They're tiny.
Are they flavored? Are they flavored?
Yeah.
Do they have artificial sweeteners in them?
I think they use sucralose.
See, I want to stay away from the artificial sweeteners. Somebody sent me, the name's going to remain unmentioned, but somebody sent me a jug of some really good tasting BCAAs, like an apple flavor and stuff, and it was like really good tasting. And then I read the label, and it's got aspartame in it, and I will not use aspartame. I don't give a damn if there was Dianabol in there. I'm not taking aspartame.
You'd rather take Dianabol, man.
At least I know what my I know what to do about my liver with D-Bol, but I will not take aspartame. I will not take it. It's just like it's poison. It's poison. So my big problem with BCAAs is back in the day I used to buy BCAAs in bulk powder from a couple different websites. I used to buy a kilo of them, and we all know they do not mix into water. They puff up and stay like little clouds on top of the water. And B, they taste nasty. They just don't taste good. There's like nothing good tasting about BCAAs. So I'm starting to think that, just get the BCAA powder, throw it in your mouth, and guzzle it down with water, which you have to be careful because when you take that first sip and you let the air in, that BCAA powder is superfluous. It's like it puffs right down your throat.
Oh, yeah. They're really tough on mixability.
Yeah.
You gotta get them down, or sometimes I take like a straw and I'll just like make sure that I like keep swigging swirling the cup around and then keep drinking through a straw.
Yeah, so drink it off the top. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
What I like to do is I like to just roll a $100 bill up and just do one line in each nostril.
That's the thing about
What? Back in the day, I used to do BCAAs at Studio 54.
nice.
That's what I was doing back then, Vince. That's what it was. It was BCAAs.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling everyone.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, okay, so the reality is that I don't think people realize how important BCAAs are, and I think that it's not sexy enough for them. You know, they want some designer steroid, like you said. They want something that's like, but the truth is, if you take BCAAs with regularity, and don't start taking them, and then a week later go, hey, this stuff sucks, it's not working. Just take them. Take them the same way you would take whey protein. You know what I mean? Just take them and watch what happens.
Yeah. Watch You're right. If people graded their whey protein gains on the first couple of weeks, it probably, unless they really were deficient in protein or low in protein, they probably would go, I'll just quit taking it. But there's so much institutional advertising on whey protein as a supplement for building muscle that people just take it for granted. And it does, it's a wonderful supplement. I think they should treat, you know, the BCAAs, especially if they're eating other mixed meals, and you should. I mean, if you're trying to get a really high amount of protein compared to Susie Cream Cheese nutritionists out there, if you weigh 200 pounds, you're getting a couple hundred at least grams of protein a day, maybe more. Half of that might be supplements or a third of it. The other portions are going to be meals, and you're not going to get the high amount of BCAAs and especially leucine if you're eating chicken and fish and beef. You know, I did an article for somebody about these new beef protein supplements, and it's like if you just look at beef on a 100-gram basis, it's about half in the BCAA area. It's about 50%. It's low. And so why not supplement with BCAAs and still get the benefits of a nice tasty steak? There's other benefits in steak. You know, it helps keep your joints healthy because it's got hydroxyproline, proline, and other amino acids that build connective tissue.
Right, right. So, and always make it grass-fed beef. I know I don't have to say that.
No, I agree.
But just in case there's a new listener out there, always make it grass-fed beef so it's anti-inflammatory in nature. You know, Kevin also just remind. First of all, Kevin said that it's one at 123. He was officially amazed, and I asked him why, and he said it was because of learning that it's isoleucine and valine also that bypass the liver, not just leucine. So first of all, thank you for that, Vince. Number one.
Well, here's the thing, just so you guys, it's really clear. They will go directly from the liver into the bloodstream. They're not metabolized.
Right. They stay intact. They stay intact.
Yeah, that's the key. Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing that Kevin Johnson just reminded me is that TrueProtein.com, which is a sponsor of my show, when you buy a protein blend, you can add things to it. One of the things you can add to them is BCAAs. You can add additional leucine to your whey protein if you want.
Yeah, I love that site. I think I'm surprised they're not. I don't know how popular they are.
They're huge. Really they're much bigger than people think they are. But you know, they stay below the radar. I did a nice interview with the guys over there, Dante and his partner. They're really sharp guys, and they've grown an amazing company. But you know, I buy their Team Skip Mix, which is a third whey, a third casein, and a third egg white protein, and I'm going to start adding BCAAs to it as well. And you can get it with stevia as your sweetener. Talk about a progressive group of guys.
Attaboy.
Right?
That's nice.
Man.
That's great.
I'm going to buy it from them and then resell it. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But well, anyway.
And listeners should also, you just mentioned casein and egg white, which egg white, I don't know exactly what the delivery time is or the digestion rate is. But you know, that's one of the things. The release kinetics of a protein is critical in building muscle, and so don't rely 100% on whey as your supplemental protein, because you might be missing the boat. In my view, you probably are having a blend like you do, and some of the blends that are on the market, I'm not so sure branded blends. I'm not so sure how they break down, usually because of cost reasons. They use whey protein concentrate as a predominant protein. But remember, whey protein works great because it's really digested quickly. But once that's dissipated, your body goes, wait a minute, where's the rest of the amino acids to finish the job here?
Right.
So you're right by mixing it up. I mean, I'm a big proponent of milk protein concentrate, which is basically how the cow puts it out. It's whey and casein. Just the way it's supposed to be, 20% whey, 80% casein. And there's nothing wrong with whey. It's just I think some people rely on it too much. And if they're really being honest with their physique, they'll realize that they're not getting what they should out of it.
Let's talk a little bit about BCAA timing and dosages. You have a chart from a study in your article. So you want to chat about that a little bit? The first thing you say is upon awakening that people should take 3 to 7 grams.
You think that's more important than, you think that's a better route than just taking, you know, 25, 30 grams of whey protein?
No, I mean, you know, really what I say in my notes here is to always take it with protein. Take with. All these recommendations are basically take with.
Oh, yeah, I see that now. Okay.
Pre and during training, like these pre-workout and these intra-workouts, that's okay. You can, you know, have that as part of a cocktail, you know, beta-alanine stimulants, creatine, things like that. That's fine. And that will reduce muscle protein breakdown, I think. It provides that initial substrates for gluconeogenesis. And again, it's really onboard muscle energy. You know, it doesn't take a lot for your, you know, your liver doesn't have to do it. You can do it right in the muscle. So that's the strategy there. Anytime you're doing it not right before and during training, it's with protein to amplify the effect of the protein. Because again, kind of like what I was saying before, you need those amino acids because really what you're trying to do is you're trying to stimulate a mechanism like an anabolic steroid would. Okay, it's kicking the door open to start muscle protein synthesis.
Yeah, but if you don't have the mortar and the bricks to build the muscles, which are the other amino acids, your net results is zero.
Yeah, it's always like an assembly line. You start the assembly line, great, it's going. But if you don't have enough of steering wheels, you can only make as many cars as you have steering wheels for.
Right.
The rest are just, they're junk.
Right, right. Let's do this, Vince. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this interview. We're talking this hour with Vince Andrich. Why are you not taking your BCAAs? Go to orbitnutrition.com. Check it out. They have every single manufacturer of BCAA there, capsules, flavored, non-flavored, powders. They've got it. Check them out. Let them know that you heard about it on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only
real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well known that Annie Lennox took BCAAs back in the day. Did you know that, Vince?
I was going to say she's rocking right now.
Yeah, Annie Lennox and her BCAA music. There you go. Building muscle nice. While scorching hair at the same time. Anyway, so.
I need to get a mixtape from you, that's for sure.
Dude, I have the best music in the world. People always ask me, hey, where can I get copies of the music you use on Superhuman Radio? I'm like, listen to the show. That's it. I'm not giving this stuff away, baby.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, so people need to just start adding BCAAs to their protein, to their meals, to everything. Just start lacing everything with BCAAs. That's it. And see what happens. Yep. Give it a couple months. Give it 2 or 3 months. See if you don't notice any changes in your physique. See if you don't notice, wow, you know, I haven't changed anything else, but I'm putting on muscle. This is pretty impressive. Because I've been told that it's like taking Anavar. That's what I've been told. Not Anadrol.
Right.
Anavar.
I tell you what, it was a standard issue when we dieted back in the 80s. We used to take them like Tic Tacs. And they seemed to work.
I remember watching Lou Ferrigno on Pumping Iron, reaching in there and taking his BCAAs, like eight of those big caplets at a time, throwing them down his throat, drinking them down with water, and his father, what was his father's name, Manny, reminding him, take your BCAAs, and he would take his BCAAs every couple hours. He would take them. So it was, even back then they realized that is you kept the body saturated with these signaling agents, you know, and it provided value. And look, the added energy and staving off fatigue. I mean, everybody's drinking energy drinks like they're going out of style. Maybe we just need BCAAs and that's it.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I mean, the backside of an energy drink, what does that do? It raises cortisol.
Right, and that breaks down muscle.
Breaks down muscle and, also sets in some kind of, you know, the central fatigue kind of these issues. Not central fatigue, you know, in general, but just it's trying to calm you down. That's
right.
Why there's a backside to all this stuff.
Right. All right, so Vince, let's give you a website again. It is vandrich, vandrich.com. People can read the article in its entirety about branched-chain amino acids. I want people to start taking BCAAs, and I want reports. I want people to start telling me what they're noticing once they start taking their BCAAs. I'm going to start taking them myself. I have to listen to Elisa. She knows all. You know, Elisa's very intuitive. She's been taking BCAAs forever. She breaks them open out of the capsules, puts them in the water, mixes them up, takes them to the gym. And so I got to start following her lead here with the BCAAs for sure.
Hey,
Vince.
Standard issue.
Yeah, there you go. Standard issue. Let's talk about something else. We've got a Body RX show, first one, new format coming out this Thursday. And I want to plug it because this is going to be exciting. Some great brain trusts have gotten together to retool the Body RX show. Let's give them a glimpse of what the mission of Body RX is going to be going forward. How about that?
Sure.
Well, you're the main guy, so what is it?
The Body RX show, if people have listened to it before, I mean, it was pretty heavy in the science, and we're still going to be heavy on science, but we're also going to bring in much more of the practical application of that science. And, you know, we're going to challenge that science with the practical use. And if, you know, you can't use it as a listener, then we're probably not going to harp on it very much at all. We saw a big rise when we had Lane Norton on. And, you know, Lane's known for not only being a PhD, but a great natural athlete. And so I think people recognize when he talks about science, he can put it in a context of how he may use it. And that's one of the things that I always try to do. I'm not a science guy. And then, so of course, we have Dr. Conley, who is kind of our dean of the sciences. And we're going to have Lane Norton. We're going to have Patrick Arnold as well on our show as a regular, and myself. And we're going to be covering all aspects of specific topics and from, like, different angles. In other words, we're going to be talking about carbs, I believe, in this next show. And there's a paper that came out about, you know, the carb threshold and how that alters how you deposit or store carbs. It's interesting for the layman, and it's interesting for, you know, a fitness enthusiast who's always wondered, you know, how many carbs is too many. We'll look at what the science says. We're also going to look at what, you know, some of these athletes have used in the past with respect to altering the hormonal milieu that they are, you know, given or their God-given hormonal profile, and they may kind of alter that for contest prep or something else like that. How does that affect carb deposition and your ability to handle maybe more carbs? And we've got Pat Arnold with a couple of special guests on that I think you're going to be very, very interested in hearing their point of view. We have a couple of trainers that are coming up, and they're going to be on, that are both professional athletes, a female and a male. They train normal people, business people. They train other fitness enthusiasts or fitness competitors, and they were both competitors. And how do they handle this carb issue? And again, we all on the backdrop of the science. And so I think what the listeners are going to find with BodyRx as a show now is really taking apart issues. We're not just going to look at the science, but we are going to rely on science to give us the clues, and then also test that in the real world and bring people on as guests that have real practical information and experience in these areas. So I think it's going to be really a lot of fun for listeners to get. If they're not real science geeks, they can stay on the show and listen to other folks just like them who have the same issues and problems, and they're trying to sort it out.
Okay, and on that note of anecdotal evidence and real-world information, Daniel Delusky commented to my question that I wanted him to post his experience with BCAAs, and it's pretty impressive. He says, I've used them for the past 6 months. I use them for energy and muscle gains. I take a dose of 2-1-1, 2.5 grams of leucine, with my morning glass of grapefruit juice before breakfast, plus creatine. Then have the same amount in my pre-workout drink. Have gained 25 pounds in the past 6 months with little to no fat gains. Also, I use Warrior Whey from Ori. He uses Ori Hofmeckler's whey, which I believe is grass-fed beef whey.
Yeah.
Okay. Packs on muscle. Tough finding BCAAs without artificial flavors or aspartame, he says.
Does he have a brand that he's been using, or...
I'm coughing.
That he could recommend?
I'm coughing. I'm sorry. My voice is taken off now. He said he uses Primordial Performance's Vitamix, and it's unflavored. So that's it.
Nice. Well, there you have it. There you have it. And, you know, the other thing that is worth mentioning is, you know, if you're not training hard enough, and or if you're not, like, really pushing the envelope, if you want to lose the body fat, if that's
your
goal, body fat loss, you don't expect much from these things like BCAAs, but they really, really, really work. And when you're doing the other things right, they can be, you know, 10, 15, 20% of your gains, and that's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm definitely. I'm already.
I'm already adding leucine because I felt that that was where the magic was. But I think I'm going to get some BCAAs as well.
Cool.
Well, Vince, I have to end the show because I can't talk.
Okay.
You know what? There's supposed to be a high pollen count today here, and I think I'm feeling it right now. Anyway, I want to thank my first guest, Dr. Kakarla Pudi, for coming on and talking about different modalities of treating snoring. We will have part two of that show, and that will be the less invasive techniques, including I'm going to find somebody who has an exercise to help bridge snoring, number one. And then number two, thanks to Vince Andrich for coming on and reinvestigating and re-enlightening us about BCAAs. Vince, thanks a million, man.
You got it. Appreciate it. Love the show.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Anytime. And we have another great show for you planned tomorrow, so tune in then. And I know I was supposed to do a peptide show today, but Professor Filimonov had to cancel at the last minute. He will be on next Monday. We will do the show on IGF-1 and MGF and all of its different variables next week. Tune in then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Pre-workout products crank you up then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because...